Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 1st. Governor John Hickenlooper signed the past Colorado legislative session's most important bill into law. According to the Denver Post, the governor signed Senate Bill 267 into law on Tuesday. The law is a far-reaching spending bill that averted a $528 million cut to the hospitals. The new law will generate $1.9 billion for transportation and will lower the state's spending cap under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights by $200 million. The measure became the capstone of the 2017 legislative session and was passed just before the session adjourned on May 10th. The law earmarks 25% of the transportation spending and $30 million in new money to schools for rural areas of the state. The law also raised the special tax on retail marijuana to the maximum 15%. Other provisions in Senate Bill 267 include the doubling of co-pays Medicaid patients are charged for prescriptions, outpatient services, and emergency room visits. And it also includes a tax credit for business, personal property, and protections for the current senior homestead property tax exemption. For more on the governor's signing of the bill into law, here's Capital Coverage reporter Bensa Berkland.
The expansive measure was aimed at helping rural Colorado and preventing an effective $500 million cut to hospitals. It also removed a hospital fee from counting against the state's revenue growth limit to free up more money in the state budget. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling was the main sponsor.
We can't continue to balance the budget on the back of hospitals.
The bipartisan bill, which is separate from the annual state budget, was the subject of intense negotiations between the Republican-controlled Senate and Democratic House. It will also allow the state to sell and lease back buildings and put that money into roads. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Outdoor sports dominate the upper Arkansas River Valley, with attractions like whitewater rafting and fly fishing drawing tourists from across the country. With climate scientists predicting reduced flow as the century unfolds, the region could face a future with less water. KRCC's Dana Cronin visited with stakeholders to find out what that might mean and brought back this report.
For visitors seeking an adventurous Colorado outdoor experience, look no further than Chaffee County.
Most notably is our kayak and stand-up paddle school. We teach people how to do those activities. We also do whitewater raft trips, rock climbing, and mountain biking trips as well.
Brandon Slate runs the Rocky Mountain Outdoor Center, based in Buena Vista, which is one of many outfitters along the upper Arkansas River. Their motto?
We like to say, choose your own adventure.
I didn't realize how much a river could mean to me until I moved out here, but it just really touches my soul, and I just enjoy it. I mean, I love it.
Judy Parham has lived in Salida for almost 9 years. On their way to lunch, Parham and her friend lean against the side of a bridge, drinking in the sight of the Arkansas River and the snow-capped peaks in the background. The river plays an important role in the region's economy. Tourism is one of the biggest economic drivers in the county. But researchers predict warmer temperatures from climate change will drive stream flows down in Colorado waterways, including the Arkansas. Research scientist Brad Udall with the Colorado Water Institute recently released a study on the effects of climate change on the Colorado River.
It will continue to warm as the 21st century unfolds and we continue to emit greenhouse gases, so we will continue to lose flow.
It's an issue Udall says also applies to the Arkansas River due to the close proximity of their headwaters. Brandon Slate also heads the Arkansas River Outfitters Association, a group of professional raft and kayak guides. He says he sees climate change as a threat to the river, but he says he's not concerned about his business because whitewater rafting and kayaking would still be possible even at low flows.
High water is exciting and thrilling. But low water can offer really cool technical moves and nice warm pools and beaches to hang out on, so it's all fun.
But that's not the only popular sport along the Arkansas. Chaffee County Commissioner Greg Felt sits inside Arc Anglers, a fly fishing shop that he co-owns.
I think we are doing everything we can to try and anticipate what the impacts of climate change could be.
Felt says he's a part of water conservancy districts, roundtables, and citizen task forces to talk with basin-wide stakeholders about threats to the Arkansas River. From a fishing standpoint, Felt says his primary worry is the potential for more forest fires, which are predicted to be more frequent and intense with climate change. He says they're currently seeing the aftermath of 2016's Hayden Pass Fire near Coaldale. And he says, had that fire occurred on nearby Cottonwood Pass?
As a fishery and as a destination for fishermen, the Arkansas River would be really struggling right now. And I think it's naive to think that we aren't going to have fire in the further upstream.
Burn scars along waterways can cause a buildup of ash and debris in the water, which Felt says can be tough on fish and could affect the industry. Research from the Natural Resources Defense Council and Trout Unlimited also suggests western trout populations are vulnerable to climate change due to increased drought, reduced snowpack, and early spring runoff. But despite predictions of less flow, being situated so near the headwaters is one factor that could be Chaffee County's saving grace.
This beautiful clear water here is within less than a mile of the Arkansas headwaters, where the East Fork of the Arkansas and Tennessee Creek converge to form the Arkansas River.
The spot is located just north of the county, which Colorado Water Institute's Brad Udall says could be beneficial.
There aren't any major diversions until you get down to the Great Plains, Canyon City, Pueblo, and below. And so that upper river, to some degree, I think will be somewhat protected.
Rocky Mountain Outdoor Center's Brandon Slate says it's hard to prepare for such an uncertain future.
You can definitely never completely ensure that there will be enough water in the river. Mother Nature has the ultimate say.
Slate recently moved his shop to a new location and now sits waterfront. He says this season is shaping up to be a good one, and in terms of reservations, he says phones are ringing off the hook. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
That was the second installment of a three-part series produced by Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC about the Arkansas River Basin. We'll have part three in the KVNF Regional Newscast tomorrow. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.